broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here on this Getaway Friday, July the 8th, 2022, 14 minutes past the hour. Rain on and off today is the forecast that we have. Good to be with you. Now, I want to start off this morning by just giving you a little update, because I know everybody has, essentially I'm a private person, but I know people have been interested in what's been going on with me, so I just want to give you a little update, because yesterday I did have my 3-week checkup, and as near as I could tell, they drew a little blood yesterday and said that everything looked good, and I don't have to go back until, I think, after Labor Day now, so 2 months, and everything is looking good by their estimation. So, I was glad to hear that. That's the report, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I told him I was at the fair this week. Now, he was a little, he knew I was going to go to the fair, because I told him this last time I saw him. And, you know, the fair is a good place to catch germs, and so he was a little nervous about that, but he just said, you know, if you feel a fever coming on or something, while you're at the fair, he said, just go to the emergency room. You know what the problem is, and they can treat you right away, and you shouldn't have any problems. And luckily, I haven't had any problems yet, and we're coming to the end of the fair. So that's all good on all accounts. But for all of you who have written cards and sent messages, and I've seen you in public, and you've said nice things, that's the update. Don't have to go back to a doctor until after Labor Day, so I'm happy about that, and I feel very, very good. The only thing I still have is a little bit of fatigue, to be honest with you. I've noticed at the fair, when I have went out to walk around to do things, a little tired, but other than that, don't really feel all that bad, and haven't noticed anything else. So maybe things are on the upswing. I hope that's good news to you, because it certainly is good news to me. All right. Now, today, though, might kill me. Let's just put it that way. Today is going to be a day, because I'm broadcasting from my home studio right now, and I'll be on through 9 o'clock this morning from here. But then when the pastor and Adam come on from 9 to 10, I've got to jump in the car, get over to the fair, get all the equipment set up before 10:15. So when we come back at 10:15, we're broadcasting from the fair. Now, here's the deal with the fair. We've been having some connection difficulties from the fair. So if you tune in this morning at 10:15 and it does sound garbled or kind of funny or anything like that, what I'm going to do today is I'm also going to be recording with a portable recorder at the fair. So if for some reason it happens to come out garbled, I will have a clean copy, a good copy that I actually taped at the fair of the shows that I'm going to do from 10 to 1, and I'll send those over to Adam after 1 o'clock, and we'll get those in the replay and on the website, and that way there will be good copies just in case the copies from the fair don't turn out good today, because you're really dependent on the weather. And knowing that rain's coming, I'm a little nervous on how the signals will be from the fair this morning. I'm also going to try something different this morning, and we'll see how that goes. A different way of broadcasting from there to see if that helps. But you'll have to listen at 10:15. I guess that's the trick in this whole thing. You'll have to listen at 10:15 to see how it all goes. But again, if for some reason it's sounding funny or whatever, we will have good copies that we actually tape at the fair that we will get up on the air, because we're gonna have some fun shows this morning. We've actually got a hypnotist on, Mike Bishop, this morning. I've always wanted to talk to a hypnotist about things. And we also should have Buckeye Guy on this morning, because he'll be at the fair starting today, I believe. So, that's all going on. Want to talk about the Ice Cream Social from the Marian Salem Church. This will be next Wednesday, July the 13th, 5 to 7 p.m. on the corner of Marian Edison Road and Salem Road, 1640 Salem Road. Inside and outside seating available. I went to this last year. I'm going to try to go to it this year. Really good food. The ladies and gentlemen over there at the church do a great job. You should go out. It's a good, good event. Wednesday, July the 13th, 5 to 7 p.m. Pie and ice cream, an old-fashioned ice cream social. Don't miss that for love nor money. Do want to remind everybody, today's Veterans Day at the fair. From 8 a.m. until noon, if you are a veteran, you get in for free. Now remember, that's only 8 a.m. until noon, and if you happen to leave the fair, you can't get back in for free. So that's how that all works. Tonight at the fair, I believe it's the truck pull. Last night was the tractor pull. Tonight's the truck pull. And tomorrow, I believe, is the demo derby, and that will wrap up the Marion County Fair. As I said, I'll be there today from 10:15 until 1, and then on tonight with Angie Evers from 8:15 until 10. Now, that, again, should be interesting. If for some reason it's garbled, it's probably the weather. It's probably the connection, and we'll have a hard copy as a copy, that's an inside term. Basically, a copy that we're taping at the fair that will be clear that I can send over to Adam and he can get up on the website for people. And of course, we can't take phone calls from the fair, so we can't hear from you if we're over there. But trust me, I will take feedback on Messenger if things sound funny. So if things sound funny, just send me a message on Messenger and know that we are recording copies over there that will be good copies for the future. Now, I know people thought I was going to be on from the fair last night, and this is going to sound kind of I was at the fair last night, by the way. I got there about 4:15, and I stayed till about 7:15, 7:30 last night. But this is one of those things. I can't tell you why I wasn't on, but there was something going on. A good thing, nothing bad, but I couldn't get on because I was involved in that. So, not totally involved, but involved enough to where I couldn't get on. And to be honest, I really did not have a guest with me last night like I will this morning and tonight. So it wasn't a big deal not to be on from the fair last night. Plus, we were having connection issues last night because of the weather. With the humidity that was in the air. Hopefully the humidity's cut a little bit today with the rain. And also we're going to try this different way of broadcasting. I've talked to Adam this morning and told him to make some changes at the studio, so maybe we'll get on the air a little different way this morning. Let's hope that's what happens. Okay, as I say, we got the hypnotist on this morning, Mike Bishop, from 10 a.m. until noon, and then I believe we're going to have some of the 4-H kids on from 12 until 1, and Buckeye Guy will also be mulling around there this morning, I believe, starting at 10:15 from the exhibition hall of the Marion County Fair. Okay, well, yesterday I had my first bit of fair food, aside from the strawberry I had the other night, the deep-fried strawberry. I actually ate dinner last night at the fair. I had a Wagner pulled pork sandwich. Delicious, delicious. I think Wagner does some of the best work when it comes to that sort of thing. And also had a soda at the fair, which, you know, sodas at the fair are not exactly the cost of McDonald's soda, so, you know, you had to pay a little bit of dough for that. But I did get a cup, which you can get refilled for a much smaller amount. So when I go back today, I'll get a refill. That is not... Well, what should I say? Not as expensive as what it is to buy straight out. Okay. Well, it's Veterans Day, as I said. Oh, interestingly enough, yesterday I ran into Andrew from the Marion Star at the fair, and we had a great, great conversation. A matter of fact, about an hour conversation at the fair yesterday. What a great reporter he is. You know, I told him yesterday, I said, listen, man, we're doing an awful lot of stories on this River Valley thing, and he agreed, you know. But it's the way the news business goes. So I thought we'd open up here this morning with that, because I can only take calls during the first hour this morning. Did anybody get the actual paper this morning, and is that story in the paper? The River Valley speech story that continues on. It was online yesterday, but I think it actually gets in the newspaper today. The headline was, "Emails Reveal Hardline Response After Anti-Gay River Valley Speech." Now, has anybody seen this, read this? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, that wasn't in today's paper.
It wasn't
in? They had the fair. Was the main thing, pictures of kids with their animals. The only thing is Saturday. It's online, and I don't have a way to get it online. So it almost had to be in Saturdays. It wasn't Sundays or... that's the only thing I know.
Well, that's strange, because I talked to Andrew.
Oh, wait a minute. We did get a paper Monday. We never get one Saturday, and for some reason, because of the fourth Monday, we didn't get it. So it could have been in Mondays, but every paper I've got is not in it, so I don't know what you're talking about.
So what are the...
I think Monday you could get it online, but they don't deliver.
What
Saturdays
are the...
never... And then Monday, I remember they said there'd be no paper Monday because of the 4th.
So what are the stories in the fair? What are the headlines today?
What did I do with the paper here? I'm trying to figure this one puzzle out. It has from friends to fierce competition. They have somebody that won. It looks like a, I think it's a goat. I don't have my glasses on. Foster parents needed. And you can get these online medications for the abortion. And there's no law stopping that, but they'll probably find something. So you could get them online. I think, like, you, there's two medicines, but I thought a few years ago I heard somebody say that, you know, like, the next day you could take the pill, which if you take the pill and it does it, that means you're only a few days or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's called the morning after pill.
Yeah, because they say within 6 weeks there's a heartbeat, and they had a write-up of a doctor. They said you're not going to get a doctor in a hospital to do the abortions. I mean, you know, most doctors won't touch it, won't do it, because I think they believe life begins, you know, at a certain time. So the ones at the clinics will do it, but I think most doctors would not do it.
Is there anything about the Will Rogers Follies in the paper today?
No. Is that down at the palace?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me see.
That opens...
Because I just kind of...
I think it opens to...
It's
well,
a fair, and I don't believe there was anything, just that Prime Minister, that Johnson, and they got a big write-up about that, and inflation, 71 million more people are in poverty, and about Medicare, they want to tax the... I guess to keep it going, tax the super rich, I guess, like these people that, these billionaires or something, and that's about it. And then a little bit of sports and stuff, there's never much in it, but I was thinking, it wasn't in today, so I thought, well, it's Saturday, and then I thought, well, Monday we didn't get a paper, so it's probably in Monday.
Well, I'll tell you what's interesting is I can't believe, and I don't know how this happened, that the big summer production at the Palace, the Will Rogers Follies, is actually opening up tomorrow night, and it's going to go against the Demolition Derby at the fair, and I've never heard that the Palace would run their summer musical opposite the fair, especially the Demo Derby night. That's a very popular night at the fair. So
I don't believe they haven't had anything on the front page unless they do some little small thing. Like, they hardly do anything for Mary unless it's the leaves or the branches or something. And I have, I'm trying to look here. I don't even see anything about that. I haven't seen anything about that.
Well, it's interesting.
Oh, yes, wait a minute. I don't read the ads. They got a half a page. It's in orange. It says local palace, the Will Rogers Folly. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, is the River Valley article on that page?
River Valley article.
Yeah, it says.
They got some kind of sale or something.
No, it says emails reveal hardline response after gay River Valley speech.
No, I kind of skim over, but no. Wait a minute, let me put my glasses on. I can see better. Nope.
I'm surprised that's...
They seldom have anything. But for that following, they got July the 9th, 10th, 15th, 16th, 17th.
Yeah, it's
so
good.
They got it several days.
Yeah, it's good they're running it the following weekend as well, because I don't know how well it's going to do this weekend running against the fair.
Yeah, because they put those gutters in. They put a whole page for those. So when they put the ad, something big like that, I hardly notice, because it's usually, they'll use a couple of pages for just advertising of, you know, like stuff like that.
Does it say how much the tickets are to the Follies?
Let me see here. Yeah, it says here, $50. This is for the patron. Then it's got $31. Then it's got $28 adult. So why is there all three? Is it where you sit? And then they got child $15.
So wait, now it's $50 for...
The patron, that would be the... Wouldn't that be somebody that's a member of the... palace.
Yeah, but
and then it's got, let me see, it's got a semicolon there, then it's got $31, and then a $28 adult semicolon. So why would there be just a few dollars, $3 difference? Maybe if you, it's where you sit, I would say.
I would imagine that has to do with seating. I don't know
what maybe,
that...
I don't know if they have a balcony, because I haven't been there forever. And then it's got child 15. That's kind of high for child.
Well, I don't know what the patron $50 is. I don't understand that. I don't think they would charge.
Well, they should have it cheaper. The people that belong to the palace, I thought, always got a big discount. It says patron, patron.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I don't know. And then it says adults, what, 31 and how much? 29?
$31 and then 28.
Oh,
would 28. The balcony or something be...
Yeah, probably.
Maybe closer to the front, you get it's 31 and back. I don't know. That's weird for that.
Well, I mean, that's... you know, hopefully they're able to sell a lot of tickets. I mean, that's a big fundraiser for the palace, and I know some of the shows recently have not drawn big crowds, so hopefully this one with local people will.
Now, is this local people putting it on, or somebody that came from out of... Alamarian to put it on.
Now, it's my understanding that this is the summer musical, the Will Rogers Follies. So hopefully people do come. I hope.
Yeah, because when I was at Columbus, I saw they put on the West Side Story, and then I saw Anne Blythe. I forget what she was in. And I don't know if it was at the Mershon or one of those places. I saw about three or four of those, and I really liked them when they put those on.
So what does it's running? What are the 5 days it's running again? This weekend, the 9th?
The 9th, 10th, 15th, 16th, and 17th. So tomorrow it runs, and then the 10th, and then it jumps to the 15th. Would that be the next Friday or Saturday?
Yeah, 16th
that, and 17th.
The 15th, 16th, and 17th would be next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Does it say the start time? Is it 7?
7:30.
Okay.
And then Sunday's at 2:00.
Matinee. Well, it sounds good. Sounds like everything will be on the up and up. But tomorrow night, I think, would be kind of difficult because it'll be up against the demolition derby at the fair. But who knows? Maybe it'll do okay.
Well, is anybody going to? Is very many going? Because today is supposed to be rain all day. And then tonight.
Well, it hasn't kept people away from the nightly entertainment. They're still showing up for that.
You know, they don't publish anything about that. I wondered who was going to be at the fair. Not one word about the fair in the paper.
Yeah, tonight's the truck pull, and tomorrow night's the demo derby.
See, they should advertise that more. I mean, like, almost every day, because now today they had a couple pictures of kids, one small one, And then the one that won the, I guess that top prize, I think it was a goat, didn't have my glasses on. It's a goat. They got him on the top. That's the main thing.
Well, I think they're doing a great job at the fair this year covering it. I like seeing those stories. I like seeing the fair stories.
Well, they could put more. Used to, they put a lot more pictures of the different ones. It's just got the one boy that wins, and then he's down a smaller picture down below. I guess it's his friend. They're both competing against each other. And then that's it.
Well,
I mean, with all the stuff going on, you think there would be more kids they could put pictures in or something.
Well, it's very difficult. There were only two reporters left at the Star, and, you know, it's difficult to write these stories up. It takes a little bit of time.
Yeah, that's what I know. There's not hardly anything marrying in it anymore. So, like, the Popcorn Festival, I don't think they even hardly advertised for that.
Well, I'm just kind of confused why that article is not in the paper, though, because it's been online for 2 days. It's still there.
So,
I don't know why that's not.
So was it online Wednesday and Thursday?
Thursday and Friday.
Well, I've got the paper, and I even got the, I put them in recycle, but I got a few of them and looked, and I didn't see it. If it was on the front page, I would have noticed. I'd remembered that, but, you know, I looked through them, and I didn't see anything.
Maybe it has.
The only thing, if it's online, then I don't get to see what it is.
Maybe they have online exclusives. I'm not really sure. It says four subscribers, so I would think it would be in the home edition, but maybe that's for subscribers of the online edition only. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, because, see, even though I get the paper, I can get online, I guess, and look at it too, whichever.
Well, you said the thing about high gas prices was in there, right?
No, it said 71 million more are in poverty. Because what it is, one thing they're mad about, well, by far sick, Biden got... He's letting 5 million barrels go out of our, I guess, surplus or something, and it's going to India, China, which they're mad about, and some Asian countries. And they said he was supposed to use that for us to make our gas cheaper. And they said our surplus has never been this low since 1980 or something, in the 1980s. It said if we needed it, we're giving it. They didn't say they're buying it. They said giving it. He's giving it to us. So I don't know if he's really paying for it or giving it to us.
Well, I'll tell you
but
something.
They're mad because they said that we people over here, he was supposed to give us, use it for us, and somehow China. And China's, I think they're getting theirs from Russia. As it says here, inflation pushes 71 more people. I don't know if it was 50 million in poverty or 71 million more.
Well, I don't know. All I know is that obviously the gas prices have went up, but so have the food prices. And the government has nothing to do with the food prices. And I don't know why.
No, that's like the drivers. When they one of those trucks fills up, they're paying over $1,000 more. Where I don't know if it's almost worth the gas doubled or more. And they said, I think a lot of those drivers are either not going to be driving their trucks or retiring. I don't know which it is. So they said later on, I'm not scaring people, like it'd be hard to find stuff on the shelf. So I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a very interesting thing because I don't know. I guess I don't know why the inflation at the stores are happening so badly. Like I said, the other day I went to buy some graham crackers, and even the generic graham crackers were close to $3, and that to me is almost a dollar hike from where they were 6 months ago. So I don't know what's happening with the grocers across the country.
Well, it's the drivers. When they have to pay double, it's like if it was like $2, well, you'd be paying what you were paying. But when the fuel from them and then the makers and stuff, they said they want to do away with all the fossil. And they said, where do you think electric, if you charge your car, you have to use some kind of, I don't know if it's coal or something to do it. And they said that, like, plastic, like anything that's made, you have to use, I guess, that stuff to make it. And they said you can't get away from it. And I think Germany or England, they're all going back to using the fossil stuff because they paid so many millions, hundreds of millions or billions out. and they're really hurting too because of it. So,
well, it's
but when you pay more for delivery, like those ships out there that were sitting in the ocean, and they didn't have enough truck drivers and stuff to get in there, or they wouldn't haul it. They said to bring one of those boat things over would be, say, like $10,000, which it was more. But then because of that, it went like double or triple. So if that price to ship it from either China or someplace went triple, well, when it hit the shelves and the truck driver, you know, was going to really, it all has to do with the hauling and all that stuff. And baking, they said that you can't even charge electric car up unless you use the, like, coal or whatever it is that they don't want you to use. So I don't know.
I guess we'll see how it all...
it's in a mess.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
All right, phone lines are open, 39 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. Maybe there are things that are just published online now that don't even make the paper copy of the paper. I don't really know how that works. I know that some things online do say for subscribers only. Maybe that means only for online subscribers. Does anybody know anything about this? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I know that Natalie is doing very good at the fair. Angie, very proud of her for all the work she's doing with the lambs. One of the lambs took second place the other day, which was great. And again, you know, this is the first time that Natalie's ever done this. And really the first time Angie's ever participated as a parent in this, and you gotta take your hat off to them. They got fourth place the other day, and I made sure I said fourth place today, in the showmanship, and I think it was Wednesday, they ended up getting, one of the lambs got second place. So second place, pretty good for the first year. Cannot beat that. Is anything on anybody's mind this morning? 20 minutes left to go in this broadcast. The Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker coming up at 9:15 this morning, running until 10 o'clock. 71 degrees right now and light rain. Now remember, we're going to come up from the fair at 10:15 this morning until 1 o'clock. Hope you listen to that, and hopefully it's sounding okay. We have two different ways of doing this today. We're going to check the connections this morning in the rain to see if we can get on the air like we've been getting on the air. And if we can't, we have a backup plan that Adam is going to take care of when he's at the studio this morning. And we'll try that way to see if we can get up on the air okay. So we're going to try several different ways this morning. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I have a question.
All right.
I was just listening to you and that lady talking, and it sounds like she listened to the same radio program I listened to last night, because I heard all about this, dipping into our oil reserve and sending them everywhere but America. Now, what kind of administration does that? Takes care of everybody else before they take care of their own people.
Well, not to defend or knock anybody here, but my guess is because gas prices right now are high all over the world, and a matter of fact, higher than they are here. And I think what America is trying to do as the superpower is trying to not let other economies crash. Because if other economies crash, I don't know what the percentage is, but the items that we get in stores that we sell, cars, the majority of our cars are not made here anymore. If the economies start to fail in other countries and they don't produce what we need, then the price of our cars is going to go up. The price of our clothes are going to go up. Most of our clothes are manufactured. Shoes, anything plastic, electronics are all. I think they're trying to avoid that.
Well, too late, because everything's already gone up.
Well, to be honest with you, I haven't seen the price of clothing or price of cars, new cars, or the price of, you know, like little things in the store, like glue and scissors and computers. I haven't seen the increase there. The only place I've really seen it is gas and groceries.
Seems to me they would still want to take care of their own before they would start helping. How much is there? Have you heard or read? I didn't hear anything. All they talked about was the fact that this oil went to other countries. And I would hope that he released some of it here for America.
Well,
we don't drive everywhere in the world. We're driving here. We're suffering here.
Well, here's the problem, I think. We do not have an oil shortage in America. But the problem is our government does not regulate the oil industry. You know, Exxon is posting record profits.
Because
they're... So, I mean, even if Biden kept the oil here, I mean, what's the government supposed to do? Take over the gas industry? Take over the oil industry? I mean, these are private companies. I don't even know that it would matter. I mean, what would you do? Give it to the Exxon so they could sell it for more?
That's all part of OPEC, isn't it?
Yeah, so I think there's a lot of confusion when it comes to gas prices. I mean, if you want to blame the administration, that's fine. But, I mean, the administration does not regulate the gas prices.
You know, I understand that.
So, trust me, if Biden could lower the gas prices, because it certainly is going to help his people and him get reelected, I'm sure he'd be doing that.
Well, the first time he dipped into the reserves, didn't the gas prices go down when he dipped into them reserves for us?
You know, I don't remember the gas. I remember the gas hike coming, when was it? March is when that happened, when the thing in Ukraine started.
Yeah, and, about March.
Yeah, and I don't remember them ever going down after that. I remember them getting very high on Memorial Day and pretty well staying there until now. But I'm telling you, partially this is because, and I've had this conversation with many people, Memorial Day and July 4th this year were considered some of the busiest travel weekends of the year. Now, you would think that if gas prices were really hurting people and putting them in a real bind, you know, vacations are not work. That's not essential travel. Why are people still traveling at an all-time high for leisure when the gas prices are at an all-time high? That's why the oil companies are continuing to sell it. Trust me, if everybody stayed home, you'd see those prices go down.
You know, I'll tell you what, I don't drive any more than I have to. I can't afford to go out every other day or whatever to buy gas.
Well, it's an odd thing. I don't know how or why that's happening. I'm sure it's hurting people, but they don't seem to stop. You know, I was thinking the other day, since I've been going to the fair, because it's really the first time I've been out daily for a long time, really since the gas prices went up. And at 3 o'clock in Marion, Ohio, the roads are packed. It takes me 20 to 25 minutes to get over to the fair, and that's a 10-minute drive. The light on University Boulevard down by Harding, every day, the last 2 days, I've went over to the fair at about 3 o'clock, between 3 and 4, and I went down University Boulevard, and that light there at Harding takes 3 changes for me to get through it.
Yeah.
That just
around
tells you.
O'clock, isn't that when Silver Line lets out day shift?
Well, that's what I'm saying. There are people on the road. I mean, it is busy.
No, I know. I see them. I was out yesterday because I'm working on the house now. I've been working on the truck, now I'm working on the house.
But moving on to another project. But I mean, all the people at the fair. I mean, the fair certainly, even with the bad weather, doesn't seem to be hurting at all. When I pull in, I pass by where they're parking everybody, and boy, that field looks busy, even when it's pouring rain.
Yeah, it's been my experience that when it rains, people come out more.
Well, I just can't figure out, you know, that the way to drive down prices is to not buy that product. If they can't sell it, then they're going to sell it for less. It's just like putting it on sale. But for some reason, people are complaining about this stuff. But
they just keep on keeping on.
Yeah, they're not doing anything. I don't understand it.
I'm doing my part. Like I said, I don't go anywhere unless I have to.
So what radio program was this on?
Oh, the other Marion station.
Oh, was it?
I think it was the Joe Pag Show. Comes on at 9 o'clock.
What is that guy who's on in the morning? What does he talk about?
The guy that's on what time in the morning?
The same time I'm on.
Oh, I'm never listening to that radio station that time of the morning.
Well, I just wonder if they're still repeating him, because at what my point, my understanding was he does it live from 6 to 7, and then they repeat the same show at 7, 8, and 9. That's what I heard last time.
I couldn't tell you. I mean, I hear him in the morning when I wake up, because I listen to as much as I can to coast at night. I wish you guys would get coast to coast. I'd listen to you guys.
Yeah, it's a lot of people like that show.
But, yeah, I listen to that, and I hear that guy in the morning when I get up, but most of the time I just reach over, grab my remote, and flick it back over to you guys. I don't want to sit there and listen to that guy talk.
I don't know. I don't know if that is even still running. It's been a long time since we've even talked about that, but I found it interesting. You know, people talk to us about the replays that we do, but yet not only are they doing repeats, but they're repeating the exact same show 3 times in a row, 5 days a week.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't know about that, because I'm never listening to that radio station that long.
I don't think we've ever done that. We've run repeats, but I don't think we've ever run the same show 3 times in a row, 5 days a week.
No.
So
I have. I have heard, and it's kind of weird how that happens. I'll hear a repeat, and then I'll leave to go do something, and I'll come back later in the day, and that same repeat's on.
You know, I'll tell you, it's interesting. Our repeat schedule is not based on anybody at the station. It's based upon how the time of that repeat fits in to the hour.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Depending on how long the obits and the news and the weather all combine to be, picks what the repeat is. And so sometimes...
Kind of like playing roulette, huh?
Yeah, it really is. And you don't know until that morning when you wake up and see what the news, the weather, and the obits are. And then you also don't know what shows are going to fit better into that than others. So it's it's interesting how that all plays out. But that's how the repeats are chosen. And they're randomly picked. I mean, they're not programmed in by anybody.
Yeah. Yeah, most of the time I don't mind listening to them repeats. There are a few that I've grown rather tired of.
Well,
most of the time I don't mind listening to them.
Well, I'll tell you the ones that have been left in there forever, and there's a reason for it. Madge Cooper has been left in there forever because of what she did for Marion.
Yeah.
The Charlie Best Of has been left in there forever because of what he did.
Yeah, I like Charlie.
Phyllis Diller, the Best Of Her, because she was started in Ohio, first female comedian. I thought, you know, she deserved that. And the Florence Harding and the Warren Harding ones I've left in there because I think people can learn a lot from those broadcasts.
Yeah, I've learned a lot. And I got it pretty much back by memory now.
I bet so. Now, have you got the 3 hours of Warren down by memory?
Pretty close.
Because I know Florence has been in there a little longer than Warren has.
Yeah. I'm still waiting on that interview with him and her. Or him and him and him and
well,
him and me and her.
I'll tell you, when I get back to the studio, sometime in the fall, maybe on a significant date, maybe around election time, we can do something.
That would be sweet.
Yeah, that'd be fun. That'd be fun. Well, hey, thanks for calling. Again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038, 53 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time, 740-751-4038. Don't forget, Adam and Pastor Whitaker coming up at 9:15 this morning until 10 a.m., and then I'll be on live from the fair from 10:15 until 1 p.m. this afternoon, We're going to try some new ways of doing that today. I talked to Adam this morning about how to set the studio up so we can try a different way. But for some reason, if our connection is not good because of the rain or the atmosphere, the weather, the way it is right now, 71 degrees, that I'll be recording what we're doing at the fair. So we will have a good copy, and we'll get that on later in the day today. So that's how we'll play all that out. 740-751-4038, 54 minutes past the hour. You know, I don't quite remember a fair where it ever rained this much. Now, I've been at the fair where it rained maybe one or two times, but I think there have only been maybe one day this week where it didn't rain, because it rained late on Monday after the 4th of July fireworks. It rained Tuesday morning. It rained heavy on Wednesday, most of the day. Now, yesterday, I think, was okay. And it apparently is supposed to rain this morning. So, you know, boy, oh boy, 4 days where it's rained of a six-day fair. So we'll be at 4 days of rain. No, is it four or five? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. Four. 4 of the 5 days so far, but we still got day 6 tomorrow. Who knows what the weather will be like tomorrow? Seemingly changing from day to day this week. 55 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. Anything on anybody's mind, 740-751-4038. Would love to hear from you before we wrap up this initial hour here on this getaway Friday morning. I don't know where I'm going to go today food-wise for the fair. Yesterday was the pork from Wagner's. And I also had some of the cheese curds. The cheese curds were not bad at all. Now on... and I said, well, I've had the deep-fried strawberries the other night when I was there with Pastor Craig and Nate. So those have been the two options so far from the Marion County Fair. Now, remember again, today's Veterans Day. If you're a veteran and get there between 8 a.m. and noon, you will get in for free. But it's 8 a.m. to noon, and you will not be readmitted if you leave and you come back. Now, the entertainment tonight at the grandstand is the truck pull, and tomorrow night is the demolition derby. And again, I'll be on live from the fair, 10:15 until 1 p.m. this afternoon, and then 8 to 10 tonight for the Friday Night Live show with Angie Evers. So maybe it'll be nice and cool tonight at the Marion County Fair. I don't think the temperature is supposed to be that awful today. I think it's supposed to be fairly mild, 71 right now, and... I don't know that we're supposed to get much above 80 degrees today. I think it might end up being the coolest day at the fair. Has anybody heard the weather report with about 3 minutes left to go here? 57 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. Don't forget the Ice Cream Social coming up next Wednesday, July the 13th, 5 to 7 p.m. at the Marion Salem Church at the corner of Marion Edison Road and Salem Road. 1640 Salem Road or Route 95 East in Clarendon. Inside and outside seating will be available July the 13th, 5 to 7 p.m. And carry out is available. The Ice Cream Social, which I'm sure will be a very successful event. It was very successful last year and hopefully will be successful this year. Starting at 10 a.m. this morning, we'll have the 4-H kids. We'll have Mike Bishop, the hypnotist. And we should have Buckeye Guy on live from the fair today. And who knows who else will show up. You never know. And then next week, we'll be back to a regular schedule from the standpoint of doing shows. Boy, what a week it's been at the fair, to say the least. Fair's a lot of fun. All right, if you got something to say, you better say it now, because we can't take phone calls for the rest of the day. We'll be at the fair, and we can't get the phone calls in over there. 740-751-4038. About 90 seconds left here. Now, remember, if you do have Messenger, though, and you're a friend of mine on Messenger, you can send me a message at the fair that way. I usually get the Facebook messages over there okay. So if things are sounding a little off, you can let me know. Doesn't necessarily mean that I'll be able to fix them. But as I said, remember, if it does sound funny because of the rain today from 10:15 to 1, I will be recording a hard copy over at the fair that we will get in the repeats so everything sounds hunky-dory in the end. But hopefully we won't have any problems. I'm going to pretend like we're going to be okay today. But I've only got, from the time I sign off here in about 60 seconds, I've got 1 hour to get in the car, get to the fair, get the equipment out, get it set up, and get ready to go. So it's going to be a very harrowing hour, let's say, to get over to the Marion County Fair. Hopefully it's nice and cool over there. It should be. It's kind of cool when I went out this morning to get my soda for July. Hovering right around that 70-degree mark. Okay, don't forget the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker and Adam Lepp coming up next here on WWGH Radio, and I will rejoin you from the Marion County Fair at 10:15 this morning. Don't you dare turn away from WWGH Radio. Stay tuned for much more programming. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to WWGH Radio, LP Marion, Ohio. Anyway, I'm going to give it now, 740-383-9944. We're doing current events, and we're going to fly through them here. If you want to join in at any time on any current event, any memory, anything you want to throw on the table, do it right now, 740-383-9944.
World famous from St. Martin,